Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday, Taylor.
How's life going for you, Savannah?
Oh, you know, it's going pretty good. We're in the holiday season still.
Yeah, very stressful time of the year for me. But I got new glasses today.
Ooh.
They're purple.
Love that.
I feel like I'm going pretty, that's pretty outrageous because I only have one pair of glasses for, like, the whole next year, and they're bright, Barney purple.
You're making a statement with those.
Yes, I am. And they're also humongous. No, but they're so cute. I'll have to post a picture when I get them. One thing, big pet peeve of mine, is that you can't get your glasses, like, immediately.
Yeah, actually, I bought my glasses, or I usually go and buy my glasses from this place that does them in 1 hour.
See, okay, I know we were talking about me going to that place, but I didn't realize it would be done in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. I've actually, the last pair of glasses I got them online, so it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, I've gone into this place, and yeah, they do them in an hour. So wow. That is wow. The best. But they're not open after, they close around like 5 though, so you would have to get there.
Yeah.
A little early.
Well, you know what, they don't have Versace, and my glasses are Versace, so.
Oh.
Yes, I'm bougie, what can I say? I mean, I literally have to use them to be a human being in the world, so might as well be nice ones, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Okay, I have one more really fun thing to tell you.
Okay.
This weekend, I'm going to see a Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh,
and so I am so excited. I'm going under, it's literally called Bazaar Under the Big Top, and it's physically under like a big top, like the olden days of carnivals.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
I'm so,
that's like, that seems like the only way you should see a show like
that. Right, that's what I'm saying. But I'm also confused, like, how? I just have never seen a tent that big, and so I feel like I'm gonna be very shook to see it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited. Plus, like, if you don't know what Cirque du Soleil is, first of all, you're Patrick Starr. But second of all, it's like really dangerous acts mixed with circus, like without the animals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of people, okay. Really yeah. Talented, flipping, catching themselves on fire, doing wild stunts. So, right up my alley. So, I'm doing that this weekend, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Right. Right. Anything going on with you? You had a Christmas party yesterday. Was that fun?
Yes. Yeah. We had like a little holiday, party. It was for like Garrett's family, their restaurant. Like they had like a little, like an employee party basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course I was invited too.
I actually helped
set up everything.
Oh,
but,
nice. so you do work.
It was really cute because the way it was set up was, like you, when everybody first got there, they, got to make a little passport, like a fake passport.
Mm-hmm.
And you like got your picture taken with like a Instax camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you write your name in there and like put some stickers, and there were like 3 different sections basically. So there was England, Scandinavia, and Mexico, and there was like some stuff, some like holiday traditions from each place, and it was just really cute, and like food. Aww. From each place.
That's adorable.
So, yeah, it was awesome. So
that's
and
really
also
cute.
Garrett wore this suit that was like it was like holiday,
this
like a Christmas
man looked like
suit.
He was
yeah.
like the son of Santa Claus working up in the North Pole.
Yes, like, yeah, and it was like light up. It had like lights in it that were red
lights.
And green.
No way.
Yeah,
that's so cool. Honestly, I'd wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you should have wore. You should have matched with him.
I know, but I didn't get one in time, so
unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Well, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and go check out our YouTube channel as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, please.
Other than that, I don't have any more intro topics. What about you?
I think we should just get right into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this week I have a story that's from like Norway and Sweden.
Oh.
Lucy.
Oh, okay. So ominous, because like that could mean anything.
So this also is very timely because, you know, this episode comes out on December 13th, and mm-hmm. this actually takes place on December
13th. Oh, it's almost as if you planned it.
Yeah, I mean, something like that. So, the, another, like, name for it. So, it's, like, it's Lucy, but it's also, people say that it's Lucy Long Night.
Because that is the coolest name I've ever heard.
Because it's supposed to be like Lucy, she comes on the longest night of the year.
Okay, that does make sense. If I write a book one day, which I want to, I'm going to name the main character that.
Lucy Long Night?
Yeah, it might be already like trademarked, so maybe never mind. But
yeah,
I love the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess according to this legend, the longest night of the year is like the night of December 12th into the 13th. Does that make sense?
Is it really?
So I guess it already passed once this recording is out. But, you know.
But as we're speaking right. Yeah, that's crazy.
As we're speaking right now, it is
the longest night.
So
it's currently the longest night.
Well, I did actually do a little bit of more research on that. And
I know the longest night is actually December 21st.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know where that came from. It must have been like some old, like, I mean, it is like an old Yuletide tradition.
Yeah.
So they got it wrong a little bit.
Just by a few days. You know, they're not too far off.
Or maybe it used to be the longest night or.
Yeah, it could have been. It really could have been.
Don't really know. But yeah, that's what the legend says. So we're just going to go by that. It's the longest night of the year. And it's also, St. Lucia's Day, on December 13th. So that sort of coincides with all of this.
Oh, okay.
So Lucy's Night, Lucy Long Night, it came from, like, the Viking Age in, like, medieval Scandinavia. And in, like, the 13th century. So, long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's basically the night when evil spirits and demons wander the earth on Lucy's night, and Lucy herself. Mm. And like just gnomes, trolls, otherworldly beings, like all the little creatures, they come out. So,
okay.
Yeah. And it's also the start of the month of Yule.
Yes. So I know about Yule here.
Yeah.
So if you listened last year.
Yes. Exactly. So it's the start of Yule, and it's like one of the most dangerous nights of the year. Probably the most dangerous.
That's so interesting because I feel like that's our Halloween in the United States.
Yeah.
But this is that for them in Scandinavia. That's crazy.
Yeah. There are some holiday parts into it, so I'll get into that. So it's not like 100% Halloween, but it's a little bit similar.
Yeah.
So, for this night, children need to be good. You know, that's typical holidays. Got to be good for Santa. You got to be good for Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
The adults ward off evil by protecting their homes with the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy is, she's supposed to be, like, the baddest of them all. And she, like, has tyrannical powers over them all. Mm-hmm. So she's the queen and or like their mother, you know. So she's like,
got it.
Yeah. She basically just comes up and like causes mayhem. She destroys properties, crops, and livestock. You know, typical.
Typical Lucy.
And she also kidnaps murders anybody who is not inside.
Oh, just if you're outside, you're gone. You're a goner.
Yeah. Yeah, so on this night, you know, it would be really good for you to stay inside.
Listen, it's a good thing we're in for the night.
Yep. You gotta stay inside. So while you're inside, you need to be like eating and celebrating, you know, just partying.
Oh, yeah, no, you always need to be eating and celebrating at exactly. all times of the year.
I mean, sure. also need to keep the lights on because, you know, it's the longest night of the year, so you need to bring light into the darkness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think I already mentioned this. Lucy, like, her name means light, too, so okay. That's, like, another thing.
See, I was going to ask why her name is Lucy, because the name Lucy is so not scary for somebody who's going to murder people if that's outside. But now that it means light, that makes sense.
Yeah, because she's, like, it's, like, the light in the darkness, you know? So you need to keep your lights on, and also you need to take care of your animals, and be nice to your animals around this time of year. We'll get into that a little bit later. And you also have to be finished with all of your work, because this is the start of Yule, so, you know, no working.
Sure do.
Lucy is going to come around to all the houses and make sure everything is ready for Yule. So this includes, you know, what I said about working. So if you're working, can't do it. And you just have to have everything prepared.
Yeah.
She presses her face to your window to check how it looks in there.
Oh, wow.
She's like peeks.
She's peeking.
Uh-huh.
A peeping Tom, a peeping Lucy, if you will.
Exactly. So if your house is not ready for Yule, she's going to cry out, not brewed, not baked, no great fire do they have.
Period, Lucy.
So, you know, with that statement, the things you need to get ready for Yule include, like, brewing some beer or wine, I guess. Bake some goods. And you need to have a fire.
Obviously, it's dark and cold.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So she would shout that out, and then she would be so angry that she would come down the chimney into the house and get you.
Okay. Because you weren't set up?
Yeah.
Like,
you have to be good for Yule.
I mean, okay, I guess. I get it. I just love that all of these traditions, no matter what part of the world we're talking about, like, somebody's always coming down the chimney. Like, where why did that start?
I just want to know. Maybe it did start with Lucy, and then it just turned into Santa.
That's the earliest. Lucy is the earliest one I've heard in the chimney thus far. We'll have to see if it goes back further than that.
Yeah. See, this isn't part of it everywhere, though. The thing I'm about to say does not have to do with Santa.
Okay.
Sometimes she would break down the whole chimney. So that's not really, like, you know, the same thing we were just saying, but.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes she would break down the whole chimney. So, you better watch out. You gotta.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Lucy is coming down to break your chimney.
Exactly. You gotta have yourself brewed and baked. You gotta get that fire going.
Here's my thought. What if we just close the blinds, like, and she can't peek in?
Maybe she'll get so mad that she goes down the chimney anyway.
Yeah, that's true. She gets mad very easily.
Yeah. I mean, never know. She's like, you're trying to hide something from me.
And we are.
Yep. So, I did mention the animals a little bit ago, so... This is also the night that animals talk to each other about how the humans are treating them.
Shut up. I'm going to go talk to my dogs right after this.
Yeah, yeah.
And see if they talk to me.
So if their humans are not treating them well, then Lucy and her dark spirits are going to take vengeance.
Okay, so honestly, I'm with Lucy on that one.
Yeah.
Because you should be treating your pets well, people.
Yeah, you have to. So to, like, in her eyes, treating them well includes, like, well, for barn animals anyway, the barn and stable has to be clean and comfy for the animals. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they have to give a good review. So the humans, they would often bribe their animals this night with good food or, like, treats.
Yeah. Aww, cute.
So they gave a good report to Lucy.
Yeah, of course.
So basically, this night, the animals, they, like, talk about the year's events and pass on any gossip to each other.
Oh, the tea.
Yes, the tea, exactly. And the most important thing you're supposed to have on this night is your cakes, which I did mention you have to have your things baked.
Yeah, you did.
And the cakes that would be baked for this were called Lucy Cats.
Oh.
And they are baked with saffron or turmeric. And it's like the yellow color in there symbolizes gold, sun, and light. And they are associated with both Freya and Lucy. And the way they're made, actually, I had a picture of them, that I can post, but they're, like, in two spirals on either end, if that makes sense, like, make kind of like an S shape.
Yeah. So, what's crazy is that I have been watching the Great British Baking Show, or whatever it's called, and I'm pretty sure they made that recently on one of the episodes. I'm some episodes behind. Way. But I'm pretty sure I remember them referencing Freya, and I know they use saffron. So, and it was like an S, so it might not have been the exact same thing, but I can picture what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, that sounds like it. Like,
yeah exactly. It sounds like yeah.
It. And they, these cakes, they're in like an S shape, and they have raisin or other dried fruit on top that makes it look like two cat's eyes.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. That's cool. Wait, yeah. Should we make some?
We could. I don't know. We gotta find a recipe.
We should.
Gotta find a, yeah.
We need to just call up Lucy. Just kidding. Yeah.
She's gonna come to my house because I didn't bake them. She's gonna be like, why didn't you make them?
Yeah, she's gonna come down your chimney and break it.
I did bake some cookies recently. So, like, is she gonna just take those instead? Like,
she better not, because I want them first. Because I'm gonna tell you, those cookies were so good.
Well, no, I could try. So yeah, you have to have your cakes baked. So the ancient symbols of the sun, it's like it dates back to the Nordic Bronze Age, and it's just like really important for her to have these cakes ready. They're eaten in honor by all people in her honor.
Okay.
So Scandinavian countries, they used to follow, like, celebrate this and when they were pagan, you know. And then when they started practicing Christianity, Lucy Long Night became the celebration of Saint Lucia.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Saint Lucia is, yes. So she is represented as a beautiful woman in a white sash and a crown of candles on her head. So I've definitely seen this before. I didn't really realize what it was.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that too.
So I don't know if you have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically like she just wears the candles on her head, and she will, like, walk down a procession, basically just singing a song. And she symbolizes bringing light into the darkness, just like Lucy, on the longest night of the year. So same premise there, but not as evil.
yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, and usually people will have like it's not really like, you know, for this celebration of Lucy, it's basically like, oh, Lucy, she's gonna like come with her spirits and come and knock on our window and stuff. And for the St. Lucia's Day, it's like they pick somebody to dress up as her, you know, and like do this little ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's celebrated in those countries.
That's
so
really cool.
So yeah, that's how it sort of changed over time. But yeah, I kind of love Lucy Long Night though.
No, me too though. Me too. I love that she advocates for the pets. She's a vibe. You know, you need to be in the holiday spirit. I don't really vibe with that because, you know, I'm a Grinch.
She's just like, she's trying to get everybody into the like relaxing mood. She's like, guys, we need to like stop working, get your food and drink ready, and just go and party. And if you don't, I'm gonna come down on you.
See, I'm with her that full way up into the murder.
Yeah.
And that's where I depart.
From
Lucy.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do for the party. Oh, Lucy. Wow, that's not what I expected. So I guess if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, it's Lucy's Day, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy. Wow. I love that story. And I have never heard of that before. Which is crazy.
I had never heard it either.
Yeah, true. I said also, but I forgot I was going to say. So, I guess, moving right along to my story. I have for you, Savannah, and everybody else, the legend of the picture game. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's the holiday season, and me and Savannah, you know, we had a little gift exchange the other day, and you guys will never guess what she got me. I surely didn't, and I can honestly say it's one of my favorite gifts of all time.
I'm so glad. Like,
I don't know, I was just not expecting it, and it came at the perfect timing, I would say.
It really did.
So she got me this book, and it's called Dangerous Games to Play in the Dark. And just to add a little bit more, as if that one, if that's not enough warning for you, the little subtitle says, A Guide to Summoning Spirits, Divining the Future, or maybe Divining, I don't know, Divining the Future.
I think Divining.
And Invoking the Supernatural. Dun, dun, dun. So, you know, as you can probably imagine, this book is like filled with tons of either like haunting or spiritual games that you can play. And they all have, this is like the coolest part of the book to me, all of them have ratings on how dangerous the game is to play. And it has a step-by-step process, like all the materials you need, any warnings that you need to know, and finally, the reward that you get if you successfully win the game. So, like, everything, it's like a complete guidebook to spooky games, you know? It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Ooh,
I love that. I really love it. So, clearly, obviously, when I found this book, I cracked it open immediately and I was like, we're playing a game. So we did end up playing the game. But before we get into our experience, I will give you all the information you need to know about this little game. So starting out, the risk level of the picture game is medium. So that made me feel a little comfortable because most of them in the book are risk level high.
Oh, is there any like low?
You know, I haven't looked through every single one. I'm sure there's a low. But most of them are high. Yeah. So,
oh, gosh.
But,
oh, no.
Scary. So, yeah, this one was a medium. There were no warnings. And the reward that you can get by winning is capturing a ghostly photograph. So, yeah. We have discussed it many times on here. But sometimes, you know, ghosts cannot be seen by the human naked eye. But it can either be seen in pictures or videos, or like its voice can be heard on recordings, you know, all the other electronical things. So the purpose of the game essentially is to get a selfie with a ghost. Fun. You know, what more can you really want? And so, you know, we kind of collectively agreed that this game sounded like it was like the easiest and probably the safest to do. So that's why we chose it. So let me get into the steps of how to play. Step one, you have to have at least two players in the game. Step two is you have to find a room that you can close all of the doors in and have all the lights off. And it has to have four walls. So can't be like an octagonal room, I suppose. Now, the supplies that you need for this game. You need a small hand mirror for each player in the game. So if there's four players, you need four mirrors, if you know what I'm saying. Then you need either string, rope, something that you can like manipulate to tie into a circle. And this circle will be used to fit the mirrors and then the rest of the stuff that I'm going to name. So you got to have the mirror, you got to have the rope, and then you also need scissors, a camera with flash, and finally a drinking glass filled with a drink. And it does, in fact, specify in the book that alcohol is the best drink to put in it. But it doesn't mention why alcohol. And I wish it, I really wish it did, because I am confused about that. And I looked online, still couldn't find out why alcohol.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, just thinking about it now, and I think it's probably because it's like this drink is for the ghost. It's like they probably would want a drink of alcohol and not just like water.
See, and now that I'm thinking about it more, I know that there's a background. I don't know what it is. I'll have to look into it for a story one day. But there's a background behind alcohol being called spirits and ghost. Like, there's a connection there.
True.
So yeah, I don't know if that actually has something to do with it too. However, we read all of the rules in advance. And you do end up having to pour out the drink. You don't drink it. So because of that, we did in fact choose to do water. And it said you can. You can do any drink. It just said alcohol would be the best. Because we don't, obviously, we're too broke to be wasting alcohol out here. So
I mean, you just have to pour it out at the end. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, spoiler alert, we can't drink it. So, yeah, we chose water. But, you know. Anyway, so now that you have all those materials together, which was not too many to ask for, at least, then you have to tie the rope or the string in a circle, and everybody will sit around the circle and put the cup with the drink in the middle of it, and then you have to turn off all of the lights in the room and be sitting around this circle in complete darkness. Very creepy. That already ups the creep vibe like 20%, in my opinion.
No, it really does.
It was horrifying. So once all the players are sitting around the circle with the cup in it, everybody is to place their mirrors facing up. So like the mirror part facing towards the ceiling. And the circle of, like, rope or string, it should have the drink in the middle and then all the mirrors. But you are not ever supposed to put the camera inside the circle of rope. So you do have to have it with you, like, to the side or whatever, but you cannot put it inside the circle. Remember that, because that's important. And, you know, I don't know why you can't do that, but it's just a rule. And it said it was the most important rule, so clearly gotta remember that one. So that's kind of like the setup for the game, but let's get into like the juicy parts of it. Once you have all the materials and you're all sitting in a circle in the dark, everybody has to close their eyes and hold hands, and this circle has to be unbroken. So aka you cannot let go of each other's hands until it's time to do so. Or you could be inviting spirits into your body. So, you know, don't let go. Not until you're supposed to. Then, one by one, every person has to go around and say out loud that they trust every single member in the circle individually. So you must declare your trust, and then the person to the left will do the same and declare their trust to everybody in the group until everybody in the circle has said that they trusted everybody in the circle, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. So once everybody claims their trust within each other, the players then must, and this all is happening, by the way, with our eyes closed and our hands being held in a dark room on the floor sitting around a circle. I just need you to picture this because we did this. Okay.
Yes, we did.
So after we declare trust, everybody must say all together at the same time, three times, the door has been opened, please come in.
Which, oh my gosh.
That gives me chills even thinking about it right now. I was going to say,
like, when we said like, that, it was so scary.
It was, because I was like, okay, this is when it really feels real. Like, sometimes things don't feel real, like, when we're doing things or if we're at a haunted place. But, like, with saying that, just felt like we were really, like, if it was really coming to get us.
Yeah, we were really calling something.
Yeah, yeah. So, after you say, the door has been opened, please come in, you can finally open your eyes and let go of everybody's hands. So, and then, but you open your eyes and it's still complete darkness. So it's not like you can see anything that's going on. So it's not like it makes it much better. But anyway, the first person who started saying their trust or whatever within the group will go first with the camera. You will grab the camera and take a picture with the flash on, and you're going to point it towards the person that's sitting in front of you in the circle. And you're not, like, necessarily trying to take a picture, like, of that person. You're just trying to take a picture of, like, the person with the things around the person. Because you're trying to, obviously, capture a picture of a ghost. And mm-hmm. once you take the picture, like, when you click it, you have to say out loud, I capture you. So, that's even worse. Because then you're like, I capture you. And I just feel like, I'm not trying to be, like, mean to the ghost, but, you know, it feels a little, it's a little harsh, but that's what you gotta do. Then, once you take a picture, you will pass the camera to the left and continue doing this until everybody has taken a picture of the person across from them in the circle three different times. So that means that everybody should have three different pictures of themselves on the camera. However, you cannot look at the pictures yet, which was hard for me because I immediately wanted to just start going through them mm-hmm. the second we took even the very first one, but I didn't. I didn't. So after everybody takes three pictures, you put the camera down and you have to make sure that you put the camera not inside the circle. Don't forget that part. And now everybody must, once again, close their eyes and hold hands. And this time, all at the same time in unison, you have to say, it is time to go home now, three times each.
Oh my God. See, that's scary Ooh. Too. It's like just the chanting was like the chanting, scariest part.
I know. When I was telling my mom, because my parents were curious, like how it went, I was like, yeah, we were like had to say things. And mom was like, you were chanting. And I was like, no. I mean, like not in a different language, but like.
But yes, but, like, we were chanting.
Like, we kind of were chanting. It was scary. But okay, so after you chant, it is time to go home now, three times. Then everybody opens their eyes and lets go of each other's hands. And then you will take your mirrors and turn them upside down, placing the mirrors now facing the floor. Then you will take the scissors and cut the rope to break the circle. And finally, you will take the cup that's full of the drink in the middle of the circle and empty it over a patch of dirt or earth. So, that's the finale of the game. That's all the steps of the game. So now, part two of the game is now you have to go into another room and, you know, you can leave all the lights on, whatever, do normal things. And you will go over the pictures that you took to see if you were able to capture anything. Now, before I get into mine and Savannah's personal experience with this game, there were some warnings that were given that I need to mention in the book. So if during like the first holding hands, closing eyes portion of the game, like when we're stating our trust to everybody. Apparently, if somebody starts to feel or behave really weird or odd or, you know, doing stuff they wouldn't normally do, you are apparently not supposed to take pictures of them and you're supposed to just skip them in the circle. And if several players start to feel or behave odd, you are not at all whatsoever to proceed playing the game. And if any pictures were taken, you are not supposed to ever look at them. Now, luckily this part did not happen to us, but if it did, I think I would have a really, really hard time not looking at the pictures. Would you?
Right. I think I would still look at them. Especially since they're on, like, we just used a phone camera.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's like you would see them.
But the thing is, I feel like you would see them on any camera because you have to go to the picture to delete it.
Well, unless it's a film camera.
That's true. That is true. But I would look at it. But luckily, that didn't happen to us, so we didn't have to worry about that part. So that's, you know, that's at least good. So before me and Savannah start telling you about what we found in our pictures, I was curious, even when we were doing it, what was up with the mirrors. I kind of understood the purpose of everything else that we were doing, you know, with the water. I mean, the water, you know, I thought was just like an offering. Everything else made sense. But I was like, why do we have these mirrors? Were you thinking that?
Yeah, but I kind of figured that, like, they say that spirits can get caught in mirrors. So
okay, see, right? You're on the right track. Apparently, specifically for this game, and just kind of in general, spirits, or most people believe that mirrors reflect our, like, true authentic selves and, like, our soul. And so by opening the mirrors, this is allowing the ghost to see, like, the real true us. And basically, for this specific game, us opening the mirrors is saying that we trust everybody in the circle and we also trust the ghost or whoever we're talking to. And that's why we close it at the end.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, now, getting into the pictures that we've taken this weekend, I did send some of the ones over to you, Savannah, so we can, you know, look at them and talk about them together. I will say that every single picture had something really weird in it. We did not have any, like, full body figures or anything like that in any of the pictures. No full, like, oh, that's definitely a ghost. But there were some really weird things. For example, every single picture that we took had really weird shapes on, like, the walls and on the floor and on the ceiling that are not there in real life, and they're not all the same shape, so it's not like it doesn't appear that it's coming from, like, the phone, if you know what I'm saying. So that's already one, but, like, maybe that's explainable, you know? Just maybe. Who's to say, really? But then we have the first picture of me that was taken.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And
yes.
So if you go to that one, so Garrett was sitting across from me. So we actually ended up playing this game. Well, we played the game twice and in different orders of the circle. And then we did it a third time without playing the game, without doing the steps. We just sat in the dark room and took pictures with the flash to see if we could recreate some of the things that were going on. And, you know, honestly, we had some interesting findings because the ones that we actually played the game, there are really weird things on me in these pictures. So we'll post the pictures, some of them, specifically the really weird ones, on Instagram so you guys can see what we're talking about. So, but for example, the very first one that Garrett took of me from across the room, you zoom in and it looks like I have just either a bird pooped on my arm or, like, I spilled white paint on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
On my, like, sweatshirt.
Yeah, there looks like there's some weird line on there.
Like,
yeah.
It looks like there's a line. And so when we went into the living room to kind of just talk about and look at these pictures, I'm like, guys, is there something on me? We check. There's nothing on me. There's nothing in the room. Like, there wasn't, like, a hair or a feather. There was nothing left behind that I could find that could have been that. So I was like, that's weird. And it's not on anybody else at all. But then, okay, I didn't even send you this one. I don't think, Savannah. Let me send it to you right now. This one was the, let's see, second. This one was the second picture that was taken in the same first round that we were doing. And the line is there, but this time it looks like a completely straight line. In the first one, it kind of looks like a feather, I would almost say. But in the second one, it looks like I literally have like a line on the arm of my sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, it's just not explainable.
And it's not there. It's like physically not on that sweatshirt. And it never was. And it's still not. I even washed it. Everything is not there. Like, it's really, really weird. And then I'm looking at the last picture. And there's nothing there on my arm. So I'm like, what was that? You know, like, was something moving towards me? Who's to say? I don't know. But, and there also was like a couple of other just like really weird lines. I don't know how to describe them other than lines. But the one thing that I don't really like is that every picture that something is happening in is one that I'm in. And so.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just attracted to you.
They are. You know, they are. I just sent you the final one. And Savannah, on that one, if you zoom in on the top left corner, there's like, it looks to be like literally like a straight line looking orb. And like, that is not, yes, on your wall.
I see it.
That is not on your wall in there. So I don't know. I don't know what that is. I really don't. But yeah, other than that, we didn't really have any ghostly pictures, unfortunately. So I guess we lost the picture game. But I mean, that's fine. I guess, you know, I might have been way more creeped out if there was like an actual little ghost boy in the picture.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. If you see like a face.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was imagining. But, yeah. So, yeah. And then we also, you know, after that, we were like very much so in the spooky spirit of things. We were like, let's investigate Savannah's house some more. Which me and Dina had investigated Savannah's house in the past. Nothing really too major. We've talked about it before. But this time we did it with Garrett and Savannah there. And, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't get too much. But, like, I would say we kind of had a convo with some ghosts using the Estes method. You know, who's to say? And one part that was really scary is when we went out into your shed to do the investigation. And it was, like, pouring down the rain. And the wind was, like, whipping outside.
Oh, my God. I kind of, like, blocked that out of my memory because I was so scared going out there.
It was scary, guys. Like, nothing, like, actually scary was happening, but the vibes were just horrifying. Like, it was a dark and stormy night, and we're in here doing this ghost paranormal stuff, like, in this dark.
No, it seriously was a dark and stormy night, and there's, like, yeah. We had a flashlight to be in there because there's no light in there.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was so scary. It was so cold, too.
It was cold. But it was so fun and so interesting because sometimes I feel like it really works. And, like, we've explained the Essie's method before, but basically one person, you kind of sensory deprive one person of all sensory. So you blindfold somebody, put noise canceling headphones on, and then open up a spirit box where basically all you're hearing in the headphones is static and occasional words being like brought up through energy using like radio transmissions. And so while one person or whoever is being sensory deprived, everybody else is asking questions like, is anybody here that wants to talk to us? And so the sensory deprived person will just answer what they're hearing in the headphones. And there were some points during our sessions, like at your house, where somebody would be asking a question and the same word would come out of my mouth that would come out of the question asked mouth, and I can't hear what they're saying. So, like, that's crazy. You know?
Yeah, there was a few instances, and I can't even remember specifically what we were saying.
Yes, dude.
But it was just so... In the moment, it was so scary. And it's like... And also, okay, I do want to mention, like, it was, like, there were a few times where it was kind of scary, like, the things that they were saying. But then by the end, like, when we went into the shed, they, okay, we were in the house doing the Estes method, and then they said, get out, get out, get out. Yeah. And we said, okay. So then we ended up doing it in the shed, and then they said, okay, you're safe.
Right.
So, I don't know what that was about, but then we went back inside, and we were fine, and I haven't had any experiences since, so it's, like, I guess, like, we're fine now? Like, I don't really know what happened there.
Okay, and so, you saying that, Cece, because we've only, that was only 2 days ago that we have done this, as we are recording this right now, so we haven't even really had a time to debrief what happened, and next time we do it, we will record it, so we can, like, include some actual evidence so you guys can really believe us of what's going on. Maybe we should even record it one day for the YouTube. But what's interesting is that when the last time that me and Dina did it at your house when you weren't there, when we were house sitting, we were doing it at your dining room table where we were doing it, and it said go to the shed, and that scared us way too bad. Way too bad. But now I'm thinking, like, did it just want us to go to the shed and now we're good? Because remember, like, that it said get out. We did get out. We went to the shed and now everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I don't know why that would do anything. But
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was, it's kind of mind-boggling. And it's really hard to even explain in words. So we'll have to make a YouTube video and show you guys what we're talking about. Because it's kind of cool, honestly. So... But yeah, that is the legend of the picture game, and also just mine and Savannah's ghost hunting stories.
Yeah, ghost hunting in my own house.
Listen.
Which is scary, because
it's is scary. It is scary, but like, okay, but no, you have to, we like brought sage. I got it from a very holistic place. Like, it's very, like, we didn't use it, but only because we didn't feel like we needed to, you know?
You're right. You're
We have it if we ever do need it, when we have, you know, we have all the protection, and we... opened it up, and of course we were like, we have no bad intentions or anything like that. Like, we're not mean. We don't provoke. We don't play around.
Exactly. So you're right. You're right.
We're safe. We're good. You know, if ghosts are real, then we should be able to, you know, respect each other. So
exactly.
That's at least how I see it. But yeah. So, you know, maybe you can expect a ghost hunting vlog soon. Who knows? Who's to say?
Not me. Maybe.
But definitely go check out our Instagram. You'll want to see some of the pictures from our little ghost hunt. And I'm trying to see Lucy. Some little renditions of Lucy.
Yes.
Did you see any? Did you? On your research?
Well, I did see pictures of the girls with the candles on their heads.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That. Yeah. St. Lucia. Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
Cool. Well, check out Instagram to see those, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. But other than that, I guess I don't really have anything else for you. What about you, Savannah?
Me either.
Okay, well then I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.